So your stress levels at work driving you up, coworker kind of getting on your nerves. Hi, I'm Dr. Maynard with Optimal Health Performance. While we can't help with the external stressors, there's things we can adjust, and that's some of the muscles in your neck. Today we're going to go through some stretches to help you relieve some of that intrinsic musculature stressor.
Optimizing your health with Optimal Health and Performance.
Since we get about 50% of our rotation from the upper cervical and from our neck flexion and extension, or yes and no signs, let's try and focus on those areas today, okay? How we're going to do this, you're going to stand up or sit up good and straight and tall. At the crown of your head, I want you to imagine there's a dial sticking out, and that's 12 o'clock. Now, for our perimeters, we don't want to go beyond 11 and 1. 11 and 1. So we're laterally flexing or flexing our head to the side to 11 and then back to 1. 11 to 1. Now, to start this exercise, the first series, you're going to open your mouth up, and we're going to go through that 11 to 1. 11 to 1. 11 to 1. As this is going, you're going to slowly start looking up to the ceiling until your head is flexed all the way back, looking up as far as you can. Then you're going to bring that same thing back, 11 to 1, 11 to 1, as you work your way back up to center, and your dial is sticking out to 12 o'clock. That's the first series. The next series, we're going to go through the same thing, this time with your teeth closed. Now, as you do it with your teeth closed, you may feel a little less range of motion, but that's okay. We're wanting to stretch out some of these muscles in the jaw and the mouth as well. So, your teeth are closed. Sit up good and straight or stand up good and tall. The dial's at 12. We're going to start tick-tock with 11 to 1. 11 to 1, kind of in a pendulum motion. Once again, teeth are closed. We're going to start working our way back, looking up to the ceiling through that 11 to 1 range of motion. All the way back until we're back to the middle, looking ahead of ourselves, looking straight ahead. Okay? That's the first part. So the next part, this one can be a little confusing. We're going to stand up or sit up good and straight. And I want you to think about this time, our dial, instead of sticking out the crown of our head, it's going to be the tip of our nose. So the clock is now horizontal, okay? Once again, we're going to stay between that 11 to 1 perimeter. This time with that 11 to 1, we're going to, for lack of better terms, we're going to push our face back, okay? Until we feel a little stretch right around the baseline of our hair, maybe behind your ears just a little bit. You're going to feel that. And once again, you're going to just work on 11 to 1, 11 to 1. Remember, the tip of your nose is 12. That's your dial. This time, instead of looking up, we're going to look down with this motion. So 11 to 1 as we look down, 11 to 1, 11 to 1, and then come back up. So run through about two rounds of that. To test and see your range of motion before and after, before you start the exercise, look to your left as far as you can. Kind of get an idea where you're at. Look to your right as far as you can and see how far your head's stretched that way. Run through these cycles and then test it again. You should be able to get a little more range of motion out of it. This is also a good exercise, too, for those that hold stress in their neck at work. So if you have a very stressful day, a lot of tension going on, you can run through this in about 2 minutes and really help loosen that up. While we can't avoid some of the external stressors, this can help with some of the internal stressors to help us get through the day a little better. If you have any questions regarding this, give us a call at Optimal Health Performance. I'm Dr. Maynard, and have a great day.
Optimizing your health. To find out more on this and other health topics, contact Optimal Health and Performance online at ohpcookville.com.